Great Life Game Plan, session number 8.
The secret to a great life is to figure out how to have a great day, a great week, a great month, and just repeat that over and over and over again.
The only person you need to be better than is the person you used to be.
To your great life game plan. I'm Dr. Scott Little, and with me is my gorgeous wife, Karen. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fantabulous.
Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Our goal is to help you to create your very own tangible strategy or game plan for enjoying complete and optimal health. We talk about the principles of anti-aging, stress and weight management, functional health, fitness, fat burning, nutrition, relationships, recovery, all sorts of things that go into a game plan or strategy for your great life. Well, we just had a session on the 5 love languages, our session number 7, and I have been lavishing you in gifts left and right.
And you just can't shake
and
me.
And I can't shake you because my love language is quality time, and you have been on me like a booger on a finger. I just can't. Can't flick you off.
And thanks. Glad to hear you want to.
No, that's not true. But we have gotten a lot of great feedback on that session.
Yes, we have.
And people are talking about the 5 love languages and which language they have, what their spouse has, what their friends
have. Going to the website, taking the test or the assessment.
Yeah, the assessment. You cannot fail your love language.
Yes.
It's like personality.
Right.
But encourage people to listen to that session. Hey, I want to cover briefly tonight. Or in this session, a topic that basically has to do with every single diet plan out there and weight loss thing out there, regardless of whether one is doing high protein, low carb, Atkins, Whole 30, blah, 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 vegan,
paleo.
I want to deal with what's the amount of carbohydrates that one can consume on a daily basis and still be in a mode of fat burning and not stress out the endocrine system. You know, that's arguably or ultimately what it all boils down to. As we always say, there are 150,000 books. You know, a trip to Barnes and Noble for somebody wanting to learn how to lose weight is kind of a frustrating situation because there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of books available on weight loss. And, you know, there's 50 of them in Barnes & Noble on paleo. There's 50 of them on veganism. There's 50 of them. And so it's very difficult to find exactly which one's going to be the best. Looking over here, I've got about 50 of them here in our office. And the thing about it, Karen and listeners, is this. There's a certain amount of carbohydrate that we can consume on a daily basis and stay in fat burning mode. And carbohydrates are really tricky because just like proteins and fats, there's good proteins and bad proteins, there's good fats and bad fats, but boy, there are really good carbohydrates and bad carbohydrates.
Really bad carbohydrates.
Really good carbohydrates and really bad carbohydrates. What's a good carbohydrate? Right, kale.
Well, I would love to say, my brain just went, I know what I would love to say, a really good tasting carbohydrate, but no, really good carbohydrate would be, I would think, kale, Brussels sprouts, vegetables.
Yeah, vegetables. And yet those are carbohydrates. What are some other carbohydrates? Well,
fruits,
grains.
Right.
Anything.
Of course, you've got your desserts, sugars, and
anything sweet. And plain processed sugar.
Right.
So here's a category of foods that are called a macronutrient. You know, so basically, you've got food and it has protein, fat, or carbohydrates. Those are the
right.
three macronutrients. The micronutrients are vitamins, minerals, enzymes, coenzymes, all of these different things. If we want to stay in a mode of fat burning, there is a certain amount of carbohydrate that we can take in. If we want to eliminate or reverse or prevent endocrine diseases, then right. there's a minimal amount of carbohydrate, or there's a sweet spot of carbohydrates that we can consume.
You're going to tell us what it is?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So I get asked that all the time. What's the best way to lose 20 pounds? And arguably, one carbs. Of the biggest principles is going to be to keep your carbs in check. And things that are made out of carbs are going to be, as you said, vegetables and fruits and grains and tubers. What's a tuber?
A tuber is something like a potato or jicama, which is a Mexican potato, theoretically.
Yeah.
But yeah, because those are things that grow underground, but unlike a root vegetable, they are protuberances basically of the stem or the root. And so they can actually have the eyes is actually more stems growing to produce more fruit.
Okay.
So
basically, grams of carbohydrate is what we're talking about. How many grams of carbohydrate can you consume in a day and still stay in a fat burning mode? Because carbohydrates are turned to glucose or fructose or sucrose or various sugars, and that's our body's primary or preferred form of fuel if it is present. Now, we want to stay in a fat-burning mode, so we want to maximize our body's ability to burn fat, and we don't always want to just have an abundance or an overload of sugar for our body to burn. So the question becomes, how much carbohydrate can a person safely consume on a daily basis before they start storing fat or before or they only burn sugar? Now, what were you going to say?
Okay. So I had to think for a second.
Okay.
So when you're, because you just listed a few of the sugar types, you know, glucose, fructose, sucrose, all of those.
The lactose,
right. Is anything that ends with an OSE a sugar?
Pretty much.
Okay. That's because there's maltose, there's dextrose, there's
those are all sugars.
Okay.
We're going to cover J.J. Virgin's sugar, what is that book? Sugar Impact Diet, and I've been reading that.
As he looks at his stack of books on diets.
When I look at that stack of 50 books that's sitting over there, and of course, those aren't the ones that are on the shelf, and those are the ones in active reading modes. So I want to basically communicate how many grams of carbs a day one can consume and stay in fat burning. And basically, the sweet spot that I'm going to recommend for people for long term, what's the guideline I should stay under as being 50 to 100 grams of carbohydrate to maximize one's fat burning and stay in a fat burning mode to where you're basically burning a pound or two of fat a week. Hey, that's a great, if you can stay in that mode and lose 4 to 8 pounds of fat a month, a lot of my clients and a lot of our friends would do very well to stay in that mode. Now, you could do more and maximize your fat loss if you stayed somewhere between, let's say, 25 and 50 grams of carbohydrate. And that's like, I mean, I think when you start on an Atkins diet, you stay under about 20 or 25
or
so early on in that initial phase. But basically, if one is under 50 grams a day, one is going to be in a state of ketosis, which means that you're safely burning fat. Now, there is ketosis when you're not trying to be in ketosis, and that's a bad thing. And there's ketosis that one induces on their own because they're not consuming much sugar, and that's an okay thing. But you don't necessarily want to be in this state of 50 or below grams of carbohydrate forever and long term. But if you want to really start your weight loss program, really serve as a catalyst and get rapid weight loss and fat burning quickly, then for a period of time, we might encourage somebody to stay under 50 grams of carbohydrate. That's even going to eliminate some good plant type sources of carbohydrate, though. And so that's for a short period of time and somebody that we're really coaching and monitoring and keeping close contact. But this whole sweet spot of 50 to 100 grams a day of carbohydrate should be where someone is really burning a good pound to 2 pounds of fat during the course of a week, not a day. I'm not a big fan of some of these diets that promote you can lose a pound a day. Well, most of the time you're going to find that person's burning muscle as a source of fuel. And we don't want people burning muscle, but we want people burning fat. We're not trying to get rid of healthy tissue. In fact, we want to replace fat with muscle. So if we can stay in that 50 to 100 grams of carbohydrate a day, we are going to maximize our fat burning.
That seems like a really, really high range. I mean, it's just that variable. I mean, you know, you say 50 to 100, and if you look at people, you know, people say that they score things on a scale of 50 to 100, or, you know, in school, 50 is failing, 100 is passing. 50 is failing, 100 is acing.
That's a percentage,
but
though.
Right, that's percentages. But I mean, I guess that number, that 50 to 100, seems like such a dramatic difference.
Okay.
So why is that? Explain that. It seems, I'm just telling you, this is how I am processing this, and I'm sure there are other people processing this the same way. So even though, cool, so, it's a percentage and here it's a
so
gram
thing. So let's talk about grams of carbohydrate, grams of sugar, grams of right. carbohydrate. As I said, 0 to 50, you're in ketosis, you're maybe fasting, you're not consuming even some good healthy plants. 50 to 100 is where one's going to maximize their fat burning and so forth. That's what I said.
Right.
150 plus, you are not going to be burning any fat. You're liable to be starting to store fat because you're not burning up all of the sugar that's going into your body. And the reality is that most of our population is consuming 300 to 600 grams of carbohydrate a day.
Okay.
Many people who eat
that puts that number into perspective.
Well, I think that was a great point and something that people really need to understand. A lot of people consume 100 grams of carbohydrate just eating breakfast. By the time they have their toast and their orange juice and their cereal, you know, a bagel, stuff like that, all of that is a tremendous amount of sugar with no fiber to offset it, perhaps. And so you can easily get into 300, 400, 500 grams of carbohydrate a day, which is a danger zone. I'm going to call anything over 150 grams of carbohydrate a day borderline way too much. But when you get 200, 300, 400, 500, 600 grams of carbohydrate a day, you are just doing everything necessary to become a diabetic or to have some other major illness. You know, let's put some things into perspective. You go out and have a beer. You don't. You are a recovering alcoholic. You don't drink beer. But a beer has 18 grams of carb. And, you know, your standard 12-ounce beer, I'm talking about a craft beer, you know, a good-tasting beer, that's about 18 grams of carbohydrate. Let's look at some other things. How about a Granny Smith apple? You know, we talk sometimes about an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And I ask the question, can you get fat eating nothing but apples or nothing but fruit? A Granny Smith apple has 19.8, so we'll call it 20 grams of sugar, 5 grams of fiber. So some people say that you can take the fiber and subtract that from the amount of sugar and get what they call kind of the net effect or the net carbs. So let's just do that. So a Granny Smith apple has 20 grams of sugar and we'll say 6 grams from fiber. So 20 minus 6 is 14. So an apple might have 14 grams of sugar in it, grams of carbohydrate in it that which have to be counted as sugar.
Which in general may not sound like a whole lot, but when you start to put it into this perspective of, you know, 50 to 100 only for weight loss, fat burning mode, 100 to 150, right. 100 to 150, I would assume, because you kind of skipped that range.
I did.
100 to 150, I guess, would be where you are, maintaining where you are currently. So,
well, yes, that's right.
Okay.
50 to 150, you're going to be pretty much staying steady where you are. So I would say, what is the minimum and the maximum? I'd say 50 grams of carbohydrate to 150 would be the ideal zone for health.
Mode,
but if we're really trying to lose weight and maximize fat loss in a healthy way, right, long term, we stay under 100.
Gotcha. So yeah, I mean, 14 grams in one apple, that doesn't leave you a whole lot of...
It really doesn't.
Yeah, it only leaves you 86 grams for the rest of your food for the day.
And have
food and drink.
Right, right. Yeah. And, oh, that's the other thing. So many people drink their carbs. That's a major principle of weight loss. Do not drink your carbs. Juices and sodas and even vitamin waters and things like that.
Right.
Now, a lot of that stuff is sweetened with artificial sweeteners, which doesn't have calories and doesn't have grams of carbohydrate per se, but stresses the adrenals.
Worms,
that's a whole other topic. But basically, drinking our carbohydrates is a really bad idea. You know, things like wheat and grains and pastas and bagels and all that kind of stuff. If you really look at the carbohydrate content, and of course there's no fiber in a bagel,
right?
So it's all going to have an effect. Then, you know, you can get up there in your carb content really, really quickly. Not to mention
right.
the fact that the carbs that contain gluten is highly addictive in people. It's highly yeah. inflammatory. It gums up our... I mean, by definition, gluten means glue. That's what makes bread really, really good and chewy
together, yeah.
and holds it together. That's why it's used. And I've seen it argued. Of course, we know that 1% of the population is completely allergic to gluten. They have celiac disease. They cannot be in the same county as a gluten molecule. But I have seen estimates that probably 90% of the population would feel much better if they eliminated gluten from the body. They even estimate that the 10% that wouldn't notice a difference probably are just not paying enough attention.
Admitting
so
it, right.
I think anybody is going to really notice a health benefit if they get rid of gluten. But that's another rabbit trail. I'm off the topic. But so that's basically what I wanted to cover in this session. What are some other things that we need to talk about? So basically, 0 to 50 is okay to jumpstart a fat-burning program. Needs to be done with supervision because you're probably fasting and in a state of ketosis and probably need to really make sure that you've got
right.
a coach or a mentor there. 50 to 100 is the sweet spot for fat burning and maximizing our weight loss. 100 to 150 is where we can maintain that level. And anything over 150 is dramatically has the potential of doing damage to our bodies.
Right.
And a lot of people are eating 300 to 600 grams of carbohydrate a day, especially children. And that's terrible. That's setting people up for the fastest growing disease in American history, diabetes, and creating basically the majority of our health problems.
So I guess the only other thing that I would say would be to reiterate would be, you know, you and I have talked in the past a lot about this spectrum of carbs that are out there. You know, you've got everything, and I think we even mentioned it earlier in this podcast, that you've got your white sugars, your basic sugar. It's sugar, all the way up to the carbs. The carbs, that's what we're talking about, Kay. The vegetables, green leafy vegetables. And then there's everything in between, including things that people think are good, like apples.
Like vegetables or fruits. Like fruits.
Right. Any fruits. So there's this perspective of the quality of carbs. So it's not just the quantity of carbs that you're looking at, but it's the quality of the carbs that you want to pay attention to as well, because you're going to get, you know, some people will say, oh, well, that's cool. I've only had 50 grams of carbs today, so I can go out and have a bowl of ice cream that's going to have 50 grams of carbs, and I'm still going to stay in my fat burning mode. Well, yeah, but is that ice cream going to be beneficial to you, or is it going to cause inflammatory response because it's white sugar? Is it going to cause, and that might be, again, a whole different rabbit trail, as you mentioned, but make your choices wisely if you are going to be, you know, you and I, we have date night, and our date night, we tend to go to Trailhead Pizza and we'll have a pizza. We don't hesitate to.
Right. We have a pizza a week.
Right. But we have planned that not only throughout the entire week, we have planned that throughout the entire day.
Right.
So you and I are very cautious about what we eat and what we consume throughout the entire day, when we know that that night we're going to go have pizza and you're going to have beer and there's going to be a lot of these things consumed that we know are limited.
Right. And that's in one meal, some people talk about a cheat day and where they can just go hog wild and eat everything. I don't advocate a cheat day. I don't advocate a day that one goes hog wild. In a lot of our coaching clients, we might have them do a meal a week. And, you know, as long as one is maintaining a 90%, 10%, 85, 15, something like that, something more than 80-20, I think is a good ratio of sticking to one's program. That's subject to an individual thing. There may be people that know, you know, how much alcohol are you allowed to drink?
None.
Zero. Yeah. And the thing about it is certain of our clients and folks are just as much addicted to sugar and refined foods and so forth as you are alcohol. Therefore, you have to have complete abstinence. You know, the reality is that carbohydrate addicts are very difficult to work with because, you know how difficult it is or was to eliminate alcohol from your life. You just have to, but it becomes very, very difficult to eliminate sugar from one's life, because it's in everything. And it's socially acceptable to, you know, you one piece of cake isn't going to hurt you. Well, you know what? If you're 200 pounds overweight and you are an absolute carbohydrate junkie, yes, you cannot have that piece of cake. If you want to avoid diabetes and the consequences thereof that may be amputation of your knee legs from your knee down and blindness and all sorts of things. I mean, it's serious business. Preventing diabetes is a number one thing that we have to help people to understand. And so, yes, there is a wide spectrum of carbohydrates from kale to table sugar and a lot of things in between. And if we can help people to, you know, we don't count calories in our program. We don't count a lot of different things. We don't count vitamins and minerals and things that you can't count. You know, my friend Sonny says the things that really count in life are the things you can't count. Well, we can count sugar intake and grams of carbohydrate. And that's really the only thing that I can think of that we really need to help people to monitor, learn to watch for the secret forms of sugar. We need to help people to learn to read a label and identify secret sources of sugar, maybe some things that don't have to be put on labels, and to understand something that fruits and vegetables should never be used in the same sentence. As we talk about, you can eat an unlimited number of vegetables, but fruits that contain fructose that only gets burned by the liver can cause you to store fat, and we need to really monitor our fruit intake. We need to completely, in my opinion, eliminate the majority, if not all, of our grain intake.
Right.
And maybe a lot of the starchy foods as well. Maybe in some people we can get a little bit of black rice, brown rice, wild rice, maybe a little bit of quinoa, maybe some sweet potato now and again. But by and large, that spectrum, that end of the carbohydrate spectrum, needs to be completely eliminated in people's lives, or at least kept in check if they want to and need to stay in maximum fat burning. Oh, so many other things to talk about. If people got nothing but a take-home of how many grams of carbohydrate should people be consuming on a daily basis, I think for most people, 50 to 150 is that range, with 50 to 100 being maximizing one's fat burning and fat loss, weight loss, while 100 to 150 would definitely be a maintenance. Anything over that is bad. Anything under that probably needs to be done with caution and supervision. What else? Anything else to?
You know, I don't, without going into a lot of like the detailed physiology of things, I think we've covered it all.
Okay.
Well, so I think if we were to bring anything else up, then I think that would go into too much detail and into too much physiology about, you know, how the body processes this, that, or the other, and how, you know, the reason that fruits are bad for you is because of the fructose versus this or that sugar.
All of those things will be covered in upcoming topics, especially in a session coming up soon when we talk about JJ Virgin's sugar impact diet. Well, that is all the time that we've got. Karen, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Invite people to your website.
I would love people to come by and subscribe to my website, subscribe to my blog, KarenLittle.me.
Why is it not .com?
Because KarenLittle.com is a realtor in Idaho, and I'm not a realtor in Idaho.
You are so not a realtor in Idaho. You are a manager of Anytime Fitness in Bloomington,
Indiana. So
I am Dr. Scott Little. My website is drscottlittle.com. I would be honored to be your family's chiropractor. If you're in Bloomington, Indiana, I would love to help you to lose weight and get in the best shape of your life. We practice functional health and help people to eliminate inflammation, balance their hormones, get in maximizing their fat burning, and just improve their overall quality of life. So get in touch with us at KarenLittle.me and DrScottLittle.com. Well, for my wife, Karen, I am Dr. Scott Little. The show is Your Great Life Game Plan. The secret to a great life is to figure out how to have a great day, a great week, a great month, a great year, and just repeat that over and over and over again. So go out and create a great day.